USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
What I can say is it's a disgrace.
That's Vice President Mike Pence talking about the anonymous op-ed supposedly written by a Trump appointee and published last week by the New York Times. Pence goes on to tell CBS,
I think the author of the anonymous editorial and, frankly, the New York Times should be ashamed. But it seems to me to be just an obvious attempt to distract attention from this booming economy and President Trump's record of success.
And while the op-ed claims there have been discussions about removing President Trump from office, Pence says he's never been involved in any and hasn't heard of any taking place within the administration. Tropical storm Florence expected to become a hurricane later today and likely to hit the U.S. East Coast in about 5 days. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER.